Paolo, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. So, first off, could you explain to us a little bit about this study and what it means for the treatment of mental health?
All right, Sean. So, what we've done with this particular study was to review the whole literature on the relationship between symptoms of depression and back pain. And we selected only those studies that recruited people who did not report back pain when they entered the study. So these were people who were free of symptoms of low back pain when they decided to be interviewed. Mm-hmm. And what these studies did, they followed these people over time, and they found that, in general, those patients, when they entered the study and they reported symptoms of low back pain and were followed over a period of time, they had much greater and significantly chance of developing low back pain in the future. So we are pretty much aware of the relationship between pain and depression. It's been there for years. So I think what this study is showing is actually summarizing the literature and trying to disentangle the relationship a little bit more, trying to look at which one comes first.
Mm. So looking at which one comes first, it seems like the way in which you've performed this study would suggest that it was depression that has triggered the back pain, given that these are people entering into studies for depression already that haven't reported it yet. Is there any theories as to why this is happening? Is this somehow connected to the central nervous system?
Yeah, look, Sean, there are some theories out there, and some of them are currently being tested, including by studies from our research group. We're pretty much interested in the relationship between depression, physical activity, and back pain, because we know that physical activity is also associated with both of them. And some of our analysis is showing that when people have symptoms of depression, that somehow affects their engagement in social activities, including physical activities. And when someone significantly reduces engagement in leisure physical activity, that becomes a risk factor for back pain as well. Mm. So we think that physical activity, particularly the sort of leisure physical activity, recreational physical activity, is a potential mediator. We call it mediator because it's something that is probably in the middle between these two conditions.
So where does your study go from here? It sounds like this would be something that would have to be studied quite long term.
That's correct. But I think it's starting to, show some light on this complex relationship. I think that clinicians need to be aware of that. When they manage people with depression, it's something that they should discuss with the patients. That probably patients need to be monitored, not only for things such as cardiovascular disease in the future, but also the potential of developing back pain. We should also say, Sean, that the other way around appears to be true as well. That's not what this particular study looked at, but we know that if you do have back pain, particularly the chronic type, chances are that your probability of developing depression in the future is also increased.
Mm. So looking at that, are you just looking at a way in which perhaps GPs should be warning potential patients, or are we looking at treatment methods as well?
I think we could potentially start investigating new treatment methods for both conditions. Especially if, for example, physical activity is the factor that explains this relationship. Mm-hmm. In back pain, for example, we are trying to find out exactly how much physical activity is beneficial, what type of physical activity is beneficial, because it looks like that's what's in the middle between these two.
Well, obviously, very, very serious problem and well worth looking into. Paolo, best of luck. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure, Sean.